know, the funny thing about it, here in West Virginia, we hear all the time about people, the Democrats are awful bad about, hacking elections around here and election fraud and one thing or another. But it seems like the only one turns out that gets caught is the Republicans.
Right. And the hacks tend to favor the Republicans. There is no such thing as blue shift, where voting machines show that more people voted for a Democrat than the exit polls show. But there is such a thing as red shift. And that, and as much as 7% red shift in some states, it really started in a big way around 2002. Prior to 2000, prior to that election, that George Bush election, or prior to 98, arguably, we basically never saw any deviation from exit polls. Exit polls were always within a quarter of a point. Exit polls were used to predict the outcome of elections back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, before, there was much automation when it took a day or two to count the vote. They're still used in Europe. Germany doesn't know the outcome of their election for sure until 4 days after the election, but they announce the results on the night of the election based on exit polls. Exit polls are almost never more than a half a point off anywhere in the world. In fact, we use them to define fraud. This is how we busted the fraudulent Ukrainian elections, was that the outcome of the election was different from the exit polls. But here in the United States, when the exit polls start going south, they start diverging from the actual vote, or what is recorded as the actual vote, always to the benefit of Republicans, and always only in a half a dozen or a dozen states, suddenly we're like, oh, well, gee, it must be a mystery. It's not a mystery. It's hacking. Larry, thank you for the call.